Namaha, namaste. So welcome to your 5 minutes of self-care. I have now arrived in Dubai. So I have been a little bit displaced and put out of my comfort zone. And for many years, I wanted to come back to this place because I used to live here for 7 years when I was way younger. And I can feel really this place has a different energy. It's buzzing all the time. So forgive me for my red eyes. I haven't slept a lot the last week, working most of the time and trying to catch up with the lifestyle here in Dubai. Today, I'd like to speak to you about aligning, alignment with it, congruence. Especially when you go through times of change, how do you stay aligned within yourself? That you keep your integrity, your ethics, and that no matter what happens around you, you stick to them and you stay true to yourself, your authentic self. For example, when you move countries, now what I'm currently doing here, 1 month in Dubai, is working here, and it has a totally different dynamic. This is really early morning and late nights, which is obviously not necessary in my lifestyle because I have early nights. But I have to adjust. Important though for me is to stay aligned within, meaning in what activities I engage with, what I eat and how and when I eat, and how I share my energy with other people. In a place like this, where you have suddenly from 38,000 people in Monaco to 3 million in Dubai, you can imagine. You stand in the metro and you can constantly feel energies around you, and it is tiring. You are in traffic, you hear the noises. For instance, I can hear constantly a buzzing during the entire day and night here. You can hear the traffic. It is not as serene where I normally live. And then obviously I don't have my little ninja with me, which makes it also sometimes challenging because he just was the bundle of unconditional love for my life. But I will get him back very soon. So how do I deal with this? What I do not compromise on is my meditation practice every single day, in the morning and at night. And when I see myself waking up in the middle of the night because I just can't sleep because of so much activity in my brain and all the energies around me, I go into meditation. That's the only thing that really grounds. And since nature here in Dubai is totally different, you can see I'm surrounded by buildings. There's not so much green. It's greener than it used to be in 2007. It makes a big difference for me because I'm a very earthy person and I need to be grounded. So what do? I spend a lot of time outside, especially when it's not hot yet, and in the sun and try to find more green. This is so important to keep it up. Additionally, I visit now yoga classes because there are very interesting schools, like for instance, the Academy from I Am Verse, which is run by Master Sri Akashna. So if you're into manifestation, he's a very famous speaker. I went to the free yoga class yesterday. We did 51 Surya Namaskars and sun salutations. So you can imagine I needed to just activate my parasympathetic nervous system in the evening to calm down again after the 51 sun salutations. But it's great because you move forward when you change your environment. You learn, you adapt, and you become more resilient and stronger. Stay aligned, meaning you stay true to your morals, your self-care practice, your routine, how you perceive things need to be done or not. Because if you work with different cultures also around you, you have different ways of doing business and seeing things different, a different perception, which is not always aligned with what we believe in. So staying true to yourself, who you are, not losing yourself with the surroundings and not losing yourself with change. Grounding is so important, and finding the stability within no matter what happens around you. can be sometimes lonely, this transition process. This is absolutely fine. But alongside, if you ask the guides, spirits, divine, gods, the universe, you will always have some helpers coming along your way. And last week, I have already met so interesting people that I'm very grateful that I may have not met in Monaco back. And this is exactly it, where you continue to manifest, stay in a higher vibration, even if you're tired, meditate, do your yoga practice, be outdoors, walk. Staying in a higher vibration is always of essence, because catching yourself in that moment, I'm sad because my dog is not there, or I miss my home, I miss the forest. It's not going to help. Staying in the present moment and seeing always around you, this is awesome, this is a bus, this is energy, there's so many people here, so many opportunities. That's the way forward, because there's always a reason why we are at a specific place and why we meet people at a specific time in our lives. Namaha, namaste.